The Torah provides for different drachim within Avodas Hashem. These different drachim accommodate different people, but sometimes they also cater to the same person, whether at different points in his or her life, or even simultaneously. Bezras Hashem, we're going to try to explore two very different but equally true, valid approaches to tshuva. The Sefer Ikrim on side one, in front of you, begins with a psukim from this morning's Kriya Satorah, beginning at the bottom of the end of the fourth line from the bottom in the right-hand column, Shebetchila Omer, initially the Torah presents the imperative V'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha V'shamata V'kolo. V'goma ha'inyan b'tshuva v'oma shetach shetia b'lev shalem. Tshuva has to be wholehearted. V'sha Hashem ya'azrehu emtiyekach. And if we do our share, HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists us in the process. V'achekein omar mishvach godol malas ha'tshuva im kalos metziusa. The Torah then presents a remarkable contrast, one which is almost too good to be true, the greatness of tshuva with the ease of its accessibility, the ease of its attainment. Kalos mitziyosa. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha v'lo rechoka hi. It's not hidden from you, it's not remote from you, lo v'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens, lo me'evel hayom hi. It's not across the ocean. Ki karov elecha. It's close to you. V'chol zem b'li sofik medabel ha-tshuva. The psukim clearly are speaking about tshuva. The Yorah al Zeh, and the clear indication that this is what the Torah is speaking about, Omro, when the Torah says, Beficha uvilvavcha lasoso, She'inyan ha-tshuva toli bevidei ha-peh, tshuva depends, tshuva expresses itself through vidui peh, through the oral declaration of b'charotas ha-leif, and the sense of regret or remorse that a person inwardly experiences. Kalos mitziyasa. Tshuva is easily accessible. Tshuva is easily attained. The Sefer Ikrim reiterates that point. If you take a look again in the left-hand column, the paragraph of Lozeh, Hizhir Aleha Ma'od. For this reason, the Torah is very, underscores and stresses very much the mitzvah of tshuva. V'omar, and the Torah says, V'ein osati l'fanecha hayom uvacharto b'chayim. Choose life, l'man tichya. Ki acha sheher o derech kaluso. After the Torah showed just how easily accessible, easily attainable it is, ki karo v'elecha hador v'omar v'ein osati l'fanecha. Kloma ein l'cha hisnatzlus bozeh. There's no excuses are available. In other mitzvah, right, we're all familiar with stories in Eastern Europe how difficult it was, if not impossible at times, to procure dalet minim. Whenever the mitzvah requires materials, whenever there are some external props which the mitzvah requires, it can impose tremendous burden. She'ein ha'dova kein bozeh, but when it comes to mitzvah's tshuva, she'zo ha'mitzvah kalahi ma'od. It's very easy, it's very accessible. Now, while we readily understand the Sefer HaIkrim's emphasis on the logistical easiness and the logistical accessibility, but emotionally, is it so easy? Kalus mitziosa. So granted, there are no logistical roadblocks, but our experience seems to tell us that emotionally and religiously, there are many hurdles to be cleared. So what does it mean when the Torah is stressing, Ki kov elecha hadovah ma'od? It's easy. It's right there. It's right in front of you. Let's leave this question for a moment and consider a similar question in a different context. The Pasuk in Parsha Sekev, Va'ata Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomei Mochkiyim L'Yira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of you? Only to have Yira Shamayim. The Torah clearly downplaying. There's no strident, no excessive demands. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomei Mech only. Kiyum L'Yira. It's as simple as that. One seemingly small thing. Chazal pick up on the difficulty, as you all know. Otu Yira Milsa Zutu Sahi. Yira Shemayim is something small. Such a minimal request that the Torah can describe it as Kiyum L'Yira. In Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Milsa Zutu Sahi. For a Moshe Rabbeinu, it is. It's something small. It's something easy. And what about for the rest of us? So clearly, Chazal are telling us that if only we'll emulate some aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu's behavior, so then it can be a Milsa Zutu Sahi for us as well. The Torah is addressed to each and every Jew. It's not pitched to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's pitched to all of us. And if it's a Milsa Zutrusa for Moshe Rabbeinu, the point is that apparently we can, in some fashion, emulate Moshe Rabbeinu in one respect, that it should be a Milsa Zutrusa for us as well. Moshe Rabbeinu, more than ever, anything, represents, embodies the principle of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somed. Rambam says that the incomparable, unparalleled degree and level of Nevuah which Moshe Rabbeinu attained was because Nikshura Daito B'Tzoha Lomim. The connection that Moshe Rabbeinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by virtue of his focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never interrupted. Moshe Rabbeinu, again, represents more than anything the Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somed, the constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or in other words, what Chazal are telling us is that we make a mistake. We look to cultivate Yira Shamayim directly. And really, the avoda, really the challenge is that we need to cultivate an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to work not to be Masir Das, not to be distracted from that ultimate reality. And if only we wouldn't be Masir Das, so then the Yira Shamayim is a natural reaction. If a person realizes, if a person has any level, any degree of awareness that he, she, stands, lives in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Yira Shamayim becomes a natural reaction. The Ramah quotes from the Rambam in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, talking about Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somed, and says that if a person will remain cognizant, remain focused on the fact that Melocha al-Ha'aretz Kevodo, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omed Olav Roa B'Masav, as the pasuk says, Im Yisaser Ish B'Mistarim Vani Lo Erenu Nu'um Hashem, is it possible for a person to hide and I will not see him? So Miyad, says the Rambam, quoting the Rambam, Yagi Elav HaYira. So in truth, Yira is Milsa Zutrusa. It is something easily attainable, but we have to recognize that the focus is on the Shivisi, the focus is on maintaining an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Dalit Dvarim Mekarin Gzaidino Shaladim, that there are four things which can overturn, which can rescind even an Gzaidin, even an edict. And one of them is Tzaoka. Vayizaku al Hashem batzal lahem. The Rambam reproduces this in Hilchos Tshuva, Midarkei Atshuva Lios Hashav Tzoek Tomid Lifnei Hashem Bifchi V'Sachanunim. Vayizaku Hashem Batzar Lohem means that a person doesn't simply daven with the normal form and approach to tefillah, but a person vayizaku, z'oka is a cry of anguish. A person experiences chait as a tzara. When a person becomes aware of chait, so there's no detachment, there's nothing casual about that awareness, but chait is experienced as a tzara. It elicits a vayizaku al Hashem batzar lohem. When a person feels aggrieved, oppressed, in an ace tzara, in a time of distress, so then a person isn't simply mispalel, it's not the regular form of davening, but it's tza'aka, it's za'aka. Imagine someone whose life's dream it is to become a physician. So been dreaming about it ever since he was a little kid. Begins acting on trying to see that dream materialize in his college years, putting in hours and hours, burning the midnight oil as a pre-med, then in medical school, and then when he has those exams, those boards at the end of the second year of medical school, flunks. Flunks. Can't proceed anymore. Failure. He doesn't need to be aroused to feel. He doesn't need any stimulus in order to react and feel. He feels the failure. He feels the devastation. Rabbeinu Yonah writes the very beginning of Shaarei Teshuva, Ha'ikar Rishon, the very first principle of tshuva, Yovin Levavo, a person's heart, a person's mind, should understand, should appreciate what the reality is. Ki Rav Amar Ozvos Hashem. It's bad, it's bitter that a person abandons HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hine Habore Nofach Ba'api Nishmas Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused within me a neshama of life, the capacity for chokhmah, for understanding, lahakira uliyira milafanav, to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel, to be suffused with Yira Shamayim, limshol baguf v'chol todosav, that the seichel, that the neshama, should direct the body. V'acharei asher bavu azels nevesi, and given that I was created for that, v'yehi bi hefach mizeh l'malichayim. And now things are inverted. Hayogon ha'ika hashlishi yishtonin kil yosa v'yachshov kama rabba ro'as mi shehimras yotzra. How incredibly, what the magnitude is of he who rebels against his creator. Chet is experienced as a tzara because chet represents failure on a moral level. How can I disobey HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave and gives me life? Chet represents a personal failure. It means when I perform a chet, it means I'm squandering the one-time opportunity of life. And chet represents spiritual failure. It sullies, it contaminates. The Sefer Ikrim tells us, Ki karav eilecha hadavar ma'od, kalos mitziyasa, it's easily attainable, it's easily accessible. The medical student doesn't need to be prompted to be devastated. He doesn't need to be prompted to feel broken, because he's aware of the significance of what happened. He's aware of what it represents. He's aware of its consequences. If we would only see chet for what it is, so then, as the Ikrim tells us, kalos ha-hasaga, we don't need to be prompted. All we need to do is take the time out to reflect on what chet means, on what chet signifies, the tzara, which elicits za'oka naturally. Otu tshuva milsa zutusa in lemisha marigish umakir v'cheta. On the other side of the sheet, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Ezoi Tshuva Gemura, what's an illustration, what's an example of Tshuva? Zeh Shabal Yodo Dava Sha'ovabo Ve'ef Shabiyodo Lasos, someone who has a second opportunity to repeat a chet, upiresh, but he doesn't, he abstains, v'lo osa mipnei atshuva. And the one variable between the first time around, when he was chote, the second time around, is tshuva. Lo meyira, not because of fear of any human agency, v'lo mikishlon koach, not because of any inability to execute the chait, but only because of tshuva. And the Rambam proceeds to give an example. A snapshot of tshuva. So halacha aleph is a picture. a pictorial representation of tshuva. Halacha beis, umahi a tshuva. Hu sheyazov achot echeto, the sinner leaves, he abandons his sin, v'yisirenu mimachshavto, he banishes it from his thoughts, from his value system, v'yigmor belibo, and he resolves fully, shelo yasehu od, and he resolves fully that he will never repeat the chet, shenema yazov rosho dariko, v'ish oven machshav osof. You'll notice this is Xerox from the Frankel edition. So when you have the colon, so what the two dots represent is that in the way the halachas and the Rambam are conventionally broken down doesn't accurately reflect the earliest manuscripts in the Rambam. So the two dots represent where in the earliest and most accurate manuscripts we have there's a break in halacha. So in the Rambam's Yara Chazaka, so what we're reading now is a separate halacha. Now the Rambam continues in the next halacha, V'chein yisnachem al she'ovar. And the person should also have a sense of regret, of remorse over the past, Shenema ki achere shuvi nichamti. Interestingly, so the Rambam sequences the tshuva that the regret, the remorse, is the last stage. Also interesting that before defining tshuva, the Rambam gives us again the pictorial representation of tshuva. First a snapshot of tshuva, and then the Rambam describes tshuva. To fully understand, or more fully understand, what the Rambam is telling us, let's turn to the words of Yeshayahu HaNavi. Yeshayahu HaNavi cries out, Hashmein lev ha'om hazeh, ve'oznav hachbeid, ve'enav hosha. The heart, the mind of this people has become fattened, their ears hardened, and their eyes closed, their eyes sealed. Yeshayahu HaNavi is describing a condition in which Klal Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, has lost its spiritual sensitivity. They're either unwilling, or because of their past sinful and or superficial lifestyle, unable to respond with appropriate religious emotion and passion. Hashmein lev ha'om hazeh, oznav hachbeid ve'enav hosha. They suffer from a spiritual stupor, where there should be spiritual energy and awakening, there's lethargy and numbness. For a long time, I've wondered if we're also affected by this type of spiritual lethargy and numbness. It's a thought that's been with me for many, many years, but is especially acute this year. We just lived through an extraordinary summer. A summer of miracles, open miracles. Yad Hashem, unmistakably present. And we also heard the loudest and most unmistakable call for tshuva in the form of all the korbanos, of all the sacrifices that were made over the course of a summer. Such a powerful combination. Open miracles, a clarion call for tshuva, over 70 akedas, on the heels of such a summer, this Elul should be an Elul like none other in our lives. The intensity, the focus, but has it been? Has Elul this year been any different than last year's Elul? Has it been more focused? Has it been more different? Our hearts are encased with too much fat. Our eyes and ears seem to be sealed. So what does one do? What does one do? The most powerful wake-up call. One couldn't ask for more. One would never ask for it in the form in which we got it. One couldn't ask for a more powerful wake-up call than open miracles with the sacrifices indicating the need for us to be doing more. And Elul is humdrum. Let's read the Rambam again. Halacha Beis. Umahi atshuva hu sheyazo v'achot echeto v'yisirenu mimachshavto v'yigmu b'libo shelo yaseyu od. The Rambam throws us a lifeline. The Rambam says, you know what tshuva is? Tshuva is behavioral. The Rambam's not talking about hisaurus. Doesn't mention his service. The Rambam doesn't mention initially that profound sense of regret and remorse. He doesn't mention the Rav Amar Ozval Hashem. The Rambam says a modicum of intellectual honesty and personal responsibility. Just do it. We're not feeling the awakening. We're not feeling the inspiration. We're not feeling spiritually energized. Tshuva is behavioral. Maybe for that reason the Rambam begins to deliver that message. It begins with a picture. This is what tshuva is. Moshel Amado Vadome. An unruly child is asked by the teacher to leave the classroom. So when is he readmitted to the classroom? He's readmitted to the classroom when he's ready to behave and ready to do so consistently, and that he's not going to repeat, he's not going to revert back to that same unruly behavior. Initially, the teacher's not asking for regret, for remorse. The teacher just says, I want to know that you're going to behave. I want to see it. I just want to see it practical, on a concrete level. Umahi atshuva is a very, very prosaic definition, and that definition is a lifeline for us. It's a lifeline for someone who hears what the Sefer Ikrim says, who understands intellectually what the Sefer Ikrim says, but isn't reacting the way the Sefer Ikrim describes that we should be able to. The Rambam knows of the other form of tshuva also. That's not our concern at the moment. But the Rambam says this approach to tshuva is also true, is also valid. What does a person do? Mayase adam? Let's look and see. Where do we need to improve? I don't feel that tremendous regret. I don't feel that sense of failure that Rabbeinu Yonah describes. I'm desensitized. I'm numb. Okay. But I understand. I understand. I'm honest enough to recognize the shortcomings, the flaws. That accounts for the sequence in the Rambam as well. It doesn't begin with a regret. Arguably, the translation of V'chein Yisnachem al Sha'avar is not only then he must have that sense of regret and remorse, but also then he will. Mashal Ba'adav Adomit Mitoch Shalol L'shma Bol L'shma La'olam Yasog Odom Mitoch Mitzvos Afilo Shalol L'shma Shemitoch Shalol L'shma Bol L'shma. Is that what Torah and Mitzvah is about? Racking up schar? Is that what the focus is supposed to be? No. But do it anyway. The very involvement elevates. The very involvement purifies. Mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. The Rambam writes later, Mida zo b'chol adam. The following trait is present in every person. Every person, doesn't matter of what temperament, doesn't matter what personality type. Mida zo b'chol adam. Shekol zman shehu nimshach b'darkei hachochma v'hatzadek. A person will be drawn practically along the pathways of Chochmah. So you know what that does? Mis'ave lehen v'rodef osan. That's where the passion will come from. But initially, umahi atshuva sheyazov achote cheto. The way the Rambam depicts tshuva, on one level, the Rambam is even telling us that the charata is not even part of the tshuva. The charata is something, the regret, the remorse, is something that has to accompany tshuva. And the pasuk depicts it that way. Acharei shuvi, after I did tshuva, what does it mean to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As in the moshel of the classroom. It means to return to the classroom. Acharei shuvi, when I'm back in the classroom, I'm back living the way I should be living, so then I have the sensitivity. Then the lethargy is dispelled, and then nichamti. But on a certain level, the Rambam doesn't even include the nechama, the regret and the remorse as part of the tshuva. The tshuva is just practical. And that's something that a person can always do, no matter how numb spiritually we're feeling, but that avenue is always open. That approach is always there. The Rambam characterizes the Yom Noroim in quoting the Maimon Chazal as to why we don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as you may Yirav Afachav. the days of awe and dread, days of fear. That sense of awe and that sense of fear notwithstanding, the element of simcha is not entirely displaced. And that refers not only to the view in the Gaonim, which we accept la halacha, the mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah, but the Moi Naim quotes from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Torah says, we read it last week, Tachas Hashem Avatas Hashem Lakechu B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivu Merov Kol, that a person is supposed to be Mekayim Mitzvahs with Simcha. So the Baal Shem Tov says, it doesn't say anywhere that the Mitzvah of Tshuva is an exception. It doesn't say that Tachas Hashem Avatas is for 612, but there's one Mitzvah because it involves so much anguish, and it has to involve Tzar. Has to involve anguish. If it doesn't involve anguish, so then a person doesn't appreciate the chait. Ultimately, according to the Rambam, it results in that also. The v'chein yisnachem, ultimately we get to that stage also. But the simcha is not totally dispelled, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So how do they integrate? How do they coexist? This simcha to be doing a mitzvah. Anytime we do a mitzvah, it's a source of tremendous simcha. But it's also a simcha al geulaseinu v'al pedus nafsheinu. The opportunity and the ability to do tshuva is also something which is a tremendous source of simcha. The story is told that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was once traveling and he wasn't going to reach his destination by Yom HaKippur. So he had to improvise in terms of their plans as to where he would spend where he would spend the Yom HaKadosh. So he made inquiries about the various shtetlach that were within range of where he was stuck to find out what the davening was like. And he was told that in a certain place the Baal Tefillah sings the Vidur on Yom HaKippur. So Baal Shem Tov says, oh, that's where we're going to go. We're going to spend Yom HaKippur in there. Even when one is doing the work, the Baal Shem Tov said, of cleaning out the king's stables, but to be in the employ of the king is something which is a source of tremendous simcha. And that sense of simcha is compounded by recognizing the potential it has for cleansing ourselves, the potential it has for sensitizing ourselves, for restoring the spiritual feeling and energy. So when we begin in a few minutes, Be'ezus Hashem, staying slichus, so it could be that we'll be able to begin as the Sefer Ikrim tells us, a sense of charata born out of seeing and experiencing chait for what it is, and with a tremendous, again, spiritual hisorus and hislavus. It could be that we won't. Could be that we won't be feeling it. Could be we'll understand that it should be there, but recognize that it's not there. But that's no reason to despair, and it's no excuse for not making a valiant effort. Umahi atshuva shi'azav achot echeta. Practically, concretely, on a behavioral level, what change do I need to implement? Both the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shara Shlishi of Shari Tshuva, as well as Ramchal in talking about the Midah of Nekiyus, they in effect have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They have a checklist. The same way many organizations send out before Pesach a checklist for Bedikas Chametz. Make sure to check your car. Don't forget to check the car. Don't forget to check the office. Don't forget to check your pockets. So the Rabbeinu Yonah already has a checklist of mitzvahs, of Yisurim. And he highlights those which are, in his generation, I'm not sure how much has changed since the 12th century, in his generation, which were widely neglected or violated. All we need to do is look at those checklists that Rabbeinu Yonah provides, Ramchal provides, Umahi Atshuva, even without that groundswell of religious emotion, but even just the understanding. Rav Zichron Levracha, as you know, used to say that American Jewry has been very successful with the intellectual dimension, but is impoverished in the experiential dimension. Sefer Ikrim says the tshuva process begins with the experiential dimension. The Rambam says, he knows of that also, but the Rambam says it can also begin, again, with the intellectual dimension. Just the intellectual honesty of recognizing what's amiss in our lives, and practically, concretely, what I need to do to address that. Shiyazo rachot echeto yisirenu mimachshavto v'yigmo b'libo shelo yasehu od. We should all be zoche to a tshuva shleima, a good yor, k'sivut simetum. A few moments, we'll begin.